Chapter 14. Pitch It to Me. How to Write Killer Loglines and Dazzling Synopses. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Albert Einstein. Regardless of what stage of the novel writing process you're in, writing, revising, outlining, banging your head against the wall, trying to come up with a great title, I can guarantee you that at some point along the way, someone is going to ask you the dreaded question, "What's your book about?" Whether your goal is to traditionally publish your novel, get represented by a literary agent and sell your novel to a major publisher, or self-publish it, either online or in print, or perhaps just to post it on Wattpad to see what happens, you still face the same challenge. You have to sell it. You have to tell someone, a literary agent, a publisher, a potential reader browsing through Amazon ebooks, or even the meandering Wattpad user, what your book is about. In short, you have to be able to pitch it. What is a pitch, and why is it important? Think about the summary on the back cover or online sales page of your favorite novel. That summary is the book's written pitch. If you meet your favorite author and ask them what they're working on next, they'll most likely give you a verbal pitch, summarizing their new project in a few short sentences. A pitch doesn't tell you the whole story, because then what would be the point of reading the book? It tells you just enough of the story to lure you in and leave you wanting more. And that, right there, is why it's important. If you want someone to read your novel, whether that be agents, editors, movie producers, or readers, you first have to hook them. You have to paint a picture of this story that is so compelling, so interesting, so primal, that they can't wait to rip it out of your hands, shouting, "Gimme! I need. A pitch is your bait. And here's the good news. If you've already crafted your Save the Cat 15 beats, then your pitch will be a cakewalk. Catwalk? The reason most authors struggle with pitching their novel is that it's not typically in our nature to take a step back and try to see our novels from a high-level, more sales-oriented point of view. However, I'm happy to report that the process I've been guiding you through in this book is, by its very nature, designed to force you to think about your story from this macro level. In this chapter, I'm going to walk you through the process of creating two different kinds of pitches, the logline and the short synopsis. Both will be instrumental to you and your novel writing career, regardless of what path you choose to follow. But they will be especially important if you choose to pursue the path of traditional publishing, selling your novel to a major publisher. Because on this path, you, the author, are the first link in a long chain of people who have to be able to effectively sell your novel to someone else. I call this the chain of awesome. Basically, the chain of awesome consists of multiple levels of people who have to convince other people that your book is awesome. To get your book published by a major publisher, you first have to get a literary agent. And to get a literary agent, you have to convince an agent that your book is awesome, so they'll represent you. The agent will then have to convince an editor at a publishing house that your book is awesome, so they'll buy it. But to buy the book, the editor has to convince a whole bunch more people at the publishing house, sales team, marketing team, publicity team, that the book is awesome. But the chain of awesome doesn't stop there. Once the book is sold to a publisher and getting ready to be released, the sales team has to sell the book to the bookstores. The booksellers in the bookstore have to sell the books to the readers. Then on the promotional side, the publicity and marketing teams have to sell the book to people like reviewers, bloggers, and the media. And let's not forget about your agent, who's still out there selling your book to foreign publishers and movie producers. And remember, the chain of awesome starts with you. So let's dive in, shall we? The logline. The logline is another handy tool that we novelists are borrowing from our screenwriting cousins. It's usually used for internal purposes, to sell your book to agents, publishers, and movie producers. But it can also be a great tool for quickly selling directly to readers. By definition, a logline is a one-sentence description of your story. Yup, just one. Lunacy, you might be saying right now. It can't be done. Well, allow me to prove it to you. Can you guess what novel this is? On the verge of losing her home, an out-of-work alcoholic who frequently blacks out becomes entangled in a missing persons investigation. But when the man she's convinced is guilty is released, she must confront her inner demons once and for all before the key suspect turns his sights on her. What's this novel? Answer: The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins. What about this one? On the verge of melancholy due to crippling loneliness, a girl with a rare disease that prohibits her from ever going outside starts a relationship with the new boy next door. But when she realizes she's falling in love with him, she must decide whether to risk everything before her disease tears them apart forever. Recognize this recent young adult bestseller? It's Everything, Everything by Nicola Yoon. Did you notice these two loglines were about very different stories, but shared a very similar structure? Good for you. You're a pattern-seeking genius now. They did indeed have the same structure, because I wrote them with the same awesome Save the Cat logline template. And here it is. The Save the Cat logline template. For reference, this template can also be found in the bonus PDF. On the verge of a stasis equals death moment, a flawed hero breaks into two, but when the midpoint happens, they must learn the theme stated before the all is lost. Ta-da! A logline that fits any story of any genre. Why does this logline work? Because it creates urgency, delivers on a hook, and shows us why this protagonist is essential to this story and vice versa. The marriage of hero and plot. We use the phrase on the verge of, or an opening with similar urgency, and follow it up with a stasis equals death moment to prove right off the bat that this story is necessary. This hero is doomed without it. We include the break into two, or at least a glimpse of what the Act Two world will be, to prove that the plot moves. It doesn't just stay in the same old status quo Act One world forever. The mention of Act Two also helps depict the hook or premise of the story. And we mention, or at least hint at, the midpoint and the all is lost to show that this story has stakes and they are going to be raised. And we reference the theme stated to show that the story has something to say. Now, of course, you might have to fiddle around with the language a bit and replace some of the phrasing to make sure the actual syntax is clear and compelling. You don't want your logline to feel awkward just because you're trying to cram it into a template. But the beats should fit. If you're finding, however, that your logline falls flat, you might want to look at your midpoint again and make sure it's big enough. Are the stakes being raised enough to send the story into yet a new direction? Or take a look at your all is lost again. Is enough on the line to make the story feel urgent? Let's stick a couple more stories into the template and see what we get. The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. Buddy Love. On the verge of depression, a teen cancer patient meets a quirky, charismatic fellow patient who brings her back to life. But when one of them relapses, she must learn the true meaning of being alive before they're separated forever. The Martian by Andy Weir. Dude with a problem. After getting left for dead on Mars by his crew, a cocky astronaut figures out the impossible, how to grow food on a barren planet. But when all of his crops are destroyed and his supplies are running out, he must solve the biggest problem of all, getting off the planet before time runs out. Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. Golden Fleece. On the verge of succumbing to a life of poverty, a lonely gamer is the first player to find a clue to the whereabouts of the most valuable video game Easter egg in history and kicks off a worldwide treasure hunt. But when an evil corporation tries to kill him, he must team up with his fellow competitors to stop the corporation from finding the treasure before it's game over for good. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling. Superhero. On the verge of wasting away with a horrible foster family, an awkward orphaned boy discovers he's a wizard and sets off to attend a magic school. But when an attempt is made on his life, he must finally prove his worth before the most evil wizard of all time gets his hands on a powerful totem that could bring about the end of the magic world. Are you worried that this template gives too much away? Don't be. Think about this. Did any of those log lines make you feel less inclined to read the book? Probably not. They probably made you want to read the books more because they spoke to that innate story DNA that lives inside all of us. These log lines included everything that a great story needs. And your logline must too. You must prove to whoever is on the receiving end of this logline that this is a novel worth their time. This novel won't disappoint, because it's got all the crucial elements. A flawed hero, who the story is about and why they need this journey. A break into two, where your story is going. A theme stated, how this story is universal. And all is lost. What the major stakes are. But if you're still worried about your logline giving too much away, feel free to make it a tad more vague. If your midpoint or all is lost is a huge spoilery twist, then don't spell it out. Just give us a hint. But be careful not to hide too much, or your pitch can sound abstract and unfocused. This is called hiding the ball, and it can often leave the reader feeling blasé about your story because they can't quite grasp what it's about. You've hidden too much. For example, take a look at this alternate logline for Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and tell me if it's as interesting as the one I just presented. On the verge of wasting away with a horrible foster family, an awkward orphaned boy discovers a life-changing secret about himself and sets off on an exciting adventure. But when things take a dangerous turn, he must step up and stop the forces of evil from destroying everything. Not quite as compelling, is it? Why? Because it's too vague. I've hidden everything, including the hook, which is the fact that Harry discovers he's a wizard and attends a magic school. That's the kind of stuff that gets readers to click buy. So take heed. There's a delicate balance between avoiding spoilers and giving the potential reader enough information to get them hooked. The short synopsis. Now that we've mastered the logline, let's take a look at the other very important pitch, the short synopsis. This is often called the jacket flap or back cover copy by publishers or sometimes just a book summary or book description. It's typically a 2 to 3 paragraph summary of your novel, designed to do one thing: entice readers to read it. The best part about learning to write a stellar short synopsis is that there are so many to study, and they're all so accessible. Just flip to the back cover of your favorite paperback, or look up your favorite novel on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound.org, Goodreads.com, publishers' websites, and anywhere the book is being pitched to readers. Unlike the logline, the short synopsis will be seen by everyone who comes across your book. It will be what nearly every potential reader uses to determine whether they want to buy or read your book. And that includes agents and publishers too. So in other words, it better be good. But don't worry, you know I'd never leave you high and dry. Let's take a look at a few book summaries taken straight from the back covers of popular novels and see if we can identify some of the beats that publishers are using to pitch the book to readers. Cinder by Marissa Meyer, superhero. Humans and androids crowd the raucous streets of New Beijing. A deadly plague ravages the population. Setup. From space, a ruthless lunar people watch, waiting to make their move. Stasis equals death. No one knows that Earth's fate hinges on one girl. Cinder, a gifted mechanic, is a cyborg. She's a second-class citizen with a mysterious past, reviled by her stepmother and blamed for her stepsister's illness. Flawed hero. But when her life becomes intertwined with the handsome Prince Kai's, Catalyst, she suddenly finds herself at the center of an intergalactic struggle, fun and games, and a forbidden attraction, Midpoint. Caught between duty and freedom, loyalty and betrayal, she must uncover secrets about her past, theme stated, in order to protect her world's future. All is lost hint. Me Before You by Jojo Moyes. Buddy Love. Louisa Clark is an ordinary girl, living an exceedingly ordinary life. Steady boyfriend, close family, who has barely been farther afield than their tiny village. Setup and first flawed hero. She takes a badly needed job working for ex-master of the universe, Will Trainer. Catalyst, who is wheelchair-bound after an accident. Will has always lived a huge life. Big deals, extreme sports, worldwide travel. And now he's pretty sure he cannot live the way he is. Second flawed hero. Will is acerbic, moody, bossy. But Lou refuses to treat him with kid gloves. Fun and games. And soon his happiness means more to her than she expected. Midpoint. When she learns that Will has shocking plans of his own, all is lost hint. She sets out to show him that life is still worth living. Theme stated. Sharp Objects by Gillian Flynn. Why Done It. Fresh from a brief stay at a psych hospital, reporter Camille Preaker, setup and flawed hero, faces a troubling assignment. She must return to her tiny hometown to cover the murders of 2 preteen girls. Catalyst. For years, Camille has hardly spoken to her neurotic, hypochondriac mother or to the half-sister she barely knows, a beautiful 13-year-old with an eerie grip on the town. Now installed in her old bedroom in her family's Victorian mansion, fun and games, Camille finds herself identifying with the young victims. A bit too strongly. Midpoint. Dogged by her own demons, she must unravel the psychological puzzle of her own past, theme stated, if she wants to get the story and survive this homecoming. All is lost hint. As you can see, there are definitely specific beats that appear again and again in these summaries, meaning you can easily write your own synopsis using beats you already have. Do you sense another template coming your way? Voila! The Save the Cat Short Synopsis Template. For reference, this template can also be found in the bonus PDF. Paragraph 1. Setup, flawed hero, and catalyst. 2 to 4 sentences. Paragraph 2. Break into 2 and/or fun and games. 2 to 4 sentences. Paragraph 3. Theme stated, midpoint hint, and/or all is lost hint. Ending in a cliffhanger. 1 to 3 sentences. Compared to loglines, there's a little more wiggle room in the synopsis format. There's space for more pizzazz, more style, and more tone. So feel free to mix things up and be creative. But these 3 paragraphs should be included. This is how you effectively pitch a book in 1 page. And yes, this short synopsis should not exceed the length of 1 page. Double spaced. You hoped I might forget about the spacing, didn't you? If you can't effectively pitch your novel in 1 page, then you haven't quite figured out what you're trying to say about it yet. All great novels can be effectively pitched in 1 page. You'll notice in the template provided that I mention a midpoint hint and an all is lost hint. When pitching directly to readers, you want to provide enough information to give a sense of the stakes and the looming danger, but never so much that you spoil the whole book. And every short synopsis should definitely end in a cliffhanger. Why? To leave the reader wanting more, of course. The short synopsis is not a play-by-play summary of your book. It's another pitch, another tease. In paragraph 1, we introduce a flawed hero and their world, setup, to give the reader the sense of who the hero is and why they are best suited for this story. We also evoke the catalyst that will soon change that world. In paragraph 2, we dive into the upside-down world of Act 2 to show the general direction of the plot and to give the reader our hook, the promise of the premise. And in paragraph 3, we hint at the stakes, the urgency, and the internal journey, which combined make up the why of the whole novel, while at the same time we leave the reader wanting more. Your short synopsis is a vital, indispensable component of your novel package. Once you master it, you can use it over and over again. Basically, anytime you need to pitch your novel to another human being in written form, out it comes, like guns drawn. It's your ultimate novel-selling weapon. Those of you on the self-publishing path can cut and paste this short synopsis right onto retailer sites, your website, and the back of your book. Those of you on the traditional publishing path can cut and paste this short synopsis right into your query letter to agents. And if it's really good, chances are your agent will cut and paste it right into their query letter to editors. And your editor might even cut and paste it, or at least parts of it, right onto the book's jacket flap. I mean, why reinvent the wheel? Especially when you've crafted such a flawless, non-squeaky wheel. And for those of you currently just dabbling in the novel writing process, unsure of what will become of it, this summary can be used anywhere you want to post information about your book or send to anyone to whom you want to submit your book for feedback. The short synopsis is a test to make sure you've nailed your beats and that your story resonates. If, after following this template, your short synopsis isn't quite working, it's time to go back and look at your beats again and those handy beat checklists found in the PDF. Perhaps your catalyst isn't big enough to rip your hero from their Act 1 world. Perhaps your Act 2 world isn't quite different enough from your Act 1 world. Perhaps your midpoint or all is lost stakes aren't weighty enough. If you fix up those beats, I promise you, your short synopsis will shine. Now it's time for you to do a little research of your own. Go to your favorite bookstore or online retailer and read one synopsis after another, looking for these patterns. My guess is you'll find they're almost always there, which means the publishers, who are usually the ones writing these book descriptions, are using this same template, whether they realize it or not.